You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Adam Case and his husband, David Barlew Jr.
In the summer of 2008, the California Supreme Court allowed gay and lesbian couples to begin marrying. It was actually the first time in the country that you could go to another state to become legally married. Massachusetts already had marriage, but you had to be a resident at that time. We decided to go ahead to go to California in October and get married at San Francisco City Hall.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was crowded. It was loud. It was full of energy. But despite all of the chaos and everything, everybody was so happy and friendly. I mean, it was something I won't ever forget. And it wasn't just gay men and lesbians getting married. There were so many straight people there who wanted to be part of the excitement.
And everybody was so congratulatory and celebratory. And it's one of the greatest highs probably of my life. Not only because I just married my best friend and partner and the person I love more than anyone in the world, but because we were being embraced. And
for the first time in our lives.
And lifted up by people without any sort of judgment or, yeah, I mean, it was magic.
Mm-hmm. And then we came back home, and what we were surprised to find was that we faced some of the biggest opposition to our being married from other people in the local gay community, who questioned why we'd done what we did.
When you talk about rights, and especially marriage rights now, I think it's very different. But in those early days, there's a very different attitude. And I think because for so long, gay people and gay couples had to find other ways to define their relationships. But I think they were so scared of...
I don't know if it was a fear of heteronormativity.
I think that's part of it, right? I mean, at one point, I was just tired of having to...
have that conversation. And it felt like every time the marriage equality was being debated in another state or another level of the federal court system, that we were having to defend our relationship and our marriage, not just to people we know, but to everyone.
Yeah.
And after a while, that's exhausting.
Yeah, it is exhausting. Like, just let us be happy, and our happiness isn't affecting or bothering anyone else. Our marriage rights aren't bothering you. The fact that my husband is on my insurance at work, and I can visit him in the hospital, and we can adopt a child together, doesn't affect anyone else. You know, and I think that's something, looking back now, these years later, that we... that's the kind of message I want to instill with our son, you know, too, that whatever, whether it's relationships or career or what have you, not to limit yourself.
Yes. And not be limited by other people's perceptions.
Right.
Or their idea of what box you should fit into.
Yeah. We knew what was best for us. And
then we set about doing it.
Yeah.
And we made our own mold and our own path.
Yeah. And I'm proud of us for that. I'm proud of you.
And I'm proud of you. And we did it together.
And I love you.
I love you too.
That was David Barlew Jr. and his husband, Adam Case. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.